Yeah, my below-the-waist meteorologist.
Yes.
That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Don't take that out of context. This is the Theme, 40 and 2
podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking. We do a Woody and Jim joke-off, where we tell terrible jokes back and forth, dad jokes, if you will. First person to laugh loses, and then after we are done with it, we send a recording of it to Guantanamo Bay.
That's right.
To
torture prisoners.
And possible terrorists.
Yep. Right.
I'll begin with a joke that my friend Kevin gave me at a barbecue yesterday.
Okay. It's fresh.
All right. Little boy wanted to get a Terminator doll for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So the dad went to the toy store and said, "Where do you have your Terminator dolls?" And the guy said, "I'll be back."
Okay.
Yeah, I politely laughed.
Woody, what's the most reliable part of the human body?
Mm.
It's the fingers. You can always count on them.
Oh.
Cute, I like that.
Yeah.
Jim, I'm sorry and I apologize. Usually mean the same thing, but not at a funeral.
Yeah.
I like it. Woody, I just called the paranoia hotline. Guy answered and said, "How the hell did you get this number?"
Jim, the doctor said, "I have your test results." I joked, "Did I pass?" And he said, "Well, you will soon."
Oh.
It's a death joke.
Woody, someone sent me an email about using vodka to clean around the house.
Really?
It worked. The more vodka I drank, the cleaner it looked.
Jim, my girlfriend heard that milk baths are good for you, so she asked me to buy up enough milk to fill the bathtub. And I said, "You want it pasteurized?" "No, just up to my boobs will be fine."
Had to hold back.
Pasteurized.
Had to hold back. That was pretty good. Woody, what do you call a Tyrannosaurus under stress?
Mm.
A nervous Rex.
Oh, it's cute.
It's cute.
Jim, why did the Karen press Control-Alt-Delete?
I don't know.
Because she needed to see the task manager. That was terrible.
Ow. Ow.
That hurt.
Woody, a sperm donor, a carpenter, and Julius Caesar walked into a bar. He came, he saw, he conquered. Woody goes down.
As soon as she said sperm, I said, "I know."
You're inclined to laugh. Yeah.
Because I'm 8 years old.
So, Gina, how many bridesmaids did you have at your wedding?
I had nine.
Nine?
That's a lot
That's
of bridesmaids.
That's actually more than average.
It is. And there was just no way I could really shave it down. I wanted each, they were each there for a reason and had been in my life for so long. So,
yep.
Like,
so
I wanted
sense.
Them. Yeah.
But that's nothing compared to what we're hearing out of this one woman who got married who had how many bridesmaids?
She had 95.
95.
Yes.
That's a graduating class.
You see the picture, yeah. It looks like the Duggar family reunion.
It is.
It's huge.
Well, and it honestly does because she had seven or eight are her like friends, but she runs a dance school. So then she wanted to include all of her dancers. But at that point, it's like, come on, make them junior bridesmaids or flower girls or something.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I mean, the wedding itself, since they all had to be walked down the aisle, must have taken forever.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, right.
They started on Friday and it was done by Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I can't even imagine. And her entire wedding was 250 people. So half of the entire wedding attendance was in her wedding party.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoever was selling the bridesmaid dresses must have really made a killing.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay. Azazi cashed in on that.
If she was a dance school person, she got a cut. Because that's always how they do it. They get, whenever the kids get uniforms to like do a thing, they get a cut of everything they spend. So did she include the 95 kids from her dance class because she was making money on the deal?
No.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but
enough money to pay for a really nice honeymoon.
I've paid for enough dance class scams.
Oh yeah.
What's even crazier is that doesn't break the record.
Really? For the most bridesmaids?
Yeah, this is insane. There was a woman who got married in Tampa, Florida. Shocking. She had 168 bridesmaids.
Wow.
Like,
I don't even know 168 people.
Me either. Especially who I would want, like, next to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Jeez, yeah.
Only my 168 closest friends.
Oh, my gosh. She looks a little bit older. They had been dating for 12 years. Yeah. Come on, just elope. Like,
yeah.
Come right. on. Don't invite every person you've ever met at Starbucks to be in your wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's a little bit of... I don't know, either these people are super popular or they're forcing people to make them look popular.
That could be.
That's just...
Do you ever, you've probably been a bridesmaid at somebody you're like, this is going to cost me a lot of money. I'm going to be spending a couple weekends probably.
Yeah, the destination parties and all the other stuff to go on with it. Yeah.
I got, my two friends were getting married 2 weeks apart and one of them was like so self-conscious about her wedding because like my other friend's was going to probably be a little bit more fun. Like she's more of a partier, this one was a little bit more reserved. She didn't want me in her wedding party because she didn't want there to be a comparison. So she kind of like guilt added me at the very last minute because she didn't want that comparison.
That sounds worse. Like you weren't invited, but I'm begrudgingly inviting you the last minute.
It was a little bit.
Stand over there and don't outshine me.
It was so strange. It was so strange. Yeah. So, I mean, I had a good time and I'm happy I was in it, but we're not as close. Like,
right.
So.
You're not going to be the godmother of her children or something like that.
Yeah. No. But I mean that's kind of how it works out, you know, your kids are looking at your wedding pictures 20 years later and they're like, "Who's that?" And you're like, "Oh,
I don't remember.
We don't talk anymore." Yeah.
That's right.
Some stuff went down.
Three things you want to know this morning.
So the Nashville SC supporter group La Brigada de Oro, which is actually a group I've been in for almost every year of Nashville SC's existence, boycotted the tailgate and the game on Saturday night at Geotis to protest the massive traffic stops. About 600 people stopped and 100 people hauled away. I know so many people in that organization that are very scared. They're citizens, but they're still afraid to even show up anywhere where somebody's just going to throw you in the car and figure it out later.
Yeah.
I know. They, really awful. You know, people have been talking about them pulling over people that have trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, you know, that they've been, you know, ICE people have been around school bus stops.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It's like,
No matter what side of the aisle you're on, that's scary.
It is.
It really is.
Especially if you've lived here your whole life. You don't know anything else. Yeah. That's
in your
scary.
Neighborhood, your community.
Last night on American Idol, of course, Maddie Pruitt, who is from Eagleville, 16 years old, the youngest performer. She's been doing really well, made it into the top seven. Sadly, she's out now.
Mm.
Didn't make the top five. Her and Gabby Simone were voted out last night, and that means I have no other reason to watch American Idol.
Right. I think most Tennesseans agree with that sentiment.
Well, she's great.
I hadn't watched it for like 15 years, and then I broke through it this year. And then,
she brought you in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she did great at such a young age, 15 years old.
She's going to have a career. She's going to do great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So Yelp has put out a top 10 cities for barbecue in the USA.
Uh-huh.
There are two cities in Tennessee who ranked on the top 10 list.
I'm sure Memphis is in there.
To top it off, Austin, Texas and San Antonio, Texas were the top two, which surprised me because when I went to Austin last month, they didn't even offer us sweet tea. So that automatically should bump them down a peg. But
that's a disqualification.
Whatever. I know, like. Yeah. Whatever.
Austin's too woke.
I think that's what it is. They're like, it's too much sugar. We have to watch our sugar intake. Yeah, whatever.
Right.
But Memphis is number four, right after Kansas City, which I know Memphis and Kansas City kind of have like a head to head.
It's a rivalry,
right now, So Kansas City is right above it. And then Nashville got number 10.
That's pretty good.
Okay, that's
pretty good.
Bad.
Yeah. I bet, like, hot chicken, we'd be number one. So, ever put that out.
Yeah. So, we got that going.
Yeah.
Monday is here. We tried what we could to stop it, but we couldn't. So, how was our weekend, y'all?
It was good.
Yeah.
went out Friday night with friends to McNamara's Irish Pub.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite places in the world. And had a great time there. Saturday, I finally built the giant raised garden box
that
my wife wants to do for the garden. And then Sunday, for Mother's Day, we put it out and we put dirt in it. It's like ready for planting.
That's awesome.
And then for Mother's Day, everybody came over later. I made a cake for Jen.
Oh, yeah, you're going to do a bundt cake.
Lemon blueberry bundt cake with icing.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Came out awesome.
Yay.
It was like 3 out of 4 times something I make fails.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was a Mother's Day miracle.
That's awesome.
Yes. So we had a really nice time. And
that's cool.
Yeah. The garden is finally starting.
Good.
What are you gonna plant?
Whatever my wife says.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. To make it
just,
easier.
I'm a soldier. She just point me to what I need to do and tell me to do it.
Oh, that's nice. Great.
No idea.
Saturday was kind of a lazy day, which was nice. Slow getting up, and then just hung out with my husband, Landon. And then yesterday we went to church and then went to, I almost said Savannah Bananas game, but we didn't. We went to
wish.
The Sounds.
Sounds game.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool though.
It was still fun. It was our first of the season. We got matching shirts. We're that couple. But it was a lot of fun. We both played baseball and softball growing up. So
that's cool.
It was fun. We kind of talked crap a little bit on players and stuff like
that's
that.
Well, that's a really fun time.
Yeah.
We had a fun time. My girlfriend Melissa and I went to the Cannon County Center for the Arts saw my granddaughter Charlie in Charlotte's Web.
She looks so cute.
She played a lamb and then came back as a dual role as one of the baby spiders.
Oh. She can do it all.
Oh. She's.
And I cried.
Oh.
I did. Especially seeing her at the end when it was a surprise. You didn't know what was going to happen. I'm going, oh, look at her.
Oh, my God. That's the cutest thing ever.
It was. They did a really good job. Their kids, probably the oldest one in the play was like 16. But
wow.
Yeah, they did a really good job with it.
That's impressive.
That's awesome.
Then yesterday I went over to my son Jeff's house and we had a little barbecue with the family. So that was nice. Melissa went down to visit her kids for Mother's Day and Mount Pleasant, and actually got all the things she wanted.
Oh, wow.
She
wanted
one
of those digital photo album.
Yeah.
The picture frame.
Where you can actually email things to the frame itself.
Yep. Right.
She's afraid of what her son is going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always a chance of some random picture going
My mom
in
got
there.
My email address for ours, and it's a lot of pictures of her.
If she's smart, she will not give me the email address.
Yeah.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Woody and Jim in the morning. It is Gender Wars time. So let's do this thing. For the ladies in the audience, we have April in Hendersonville. Hello, April.
Hello.
Hello. Good luck. And for the guys, we have Naresh in Nashville.
Hey, Naresh.
All right.
Hi.
Welcome. Warm up with a get acquainted question.
April, who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Oh, gosh. I guess I'm going to have to go with Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
The preteen heartthrob.
90s. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Home Improvement. Has done anything lately.
Naresh.
The only thing he ever did, but yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Naresh, what about you? Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Honestly, same answer. Before same. That, maybe Zach Morris.
Oh, Zach Morris. Oh, yes.
Gina just totally related right there.
Yeah, wow.
That's great. All right, each of you have a screen you can use. Let's begin the game with a multiple choice question.
All right, April, did Brendan Fraser star in 2, 3, or 4 Mummy movies?
3?
3 is right.
Nice.
2 good ones and 1 that wasn't so good.
It's gender wars and commentary.
Exactly.
Hey, Naresh, before marrying Justin Bieber, was Hailey Bieber's name Hailey Baldwin, Hailey Trump, or Hailey Jenner?
Baldwin.
You're right.
Correct. Okay, it's all tied up.
Okay, April, what beer calls itself the king of beers?
Budweiser?
Yes.
It's Monday for everybody.
Oh, man, that was so good. Okay, Naresh, Simple Truth is the organic store brand of what supermarket chain?
Oh, gosh. Publix?
Oh, close.
No.
Kroger.
It's Kroger.
Okay. All right, well, we have our first lead of the game. April's up 2-1.
Okay, you can lock down a victory with the correct answer here. April, Jeff Gordon, now retired, is famous for what sport?
NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Yes. That is correct.
And look at that. We're all Yay. Done.
Naresh, thank you so much for playing. We enjoyed having you. You have to play again. April, congratulations.
Thank you.
We've got a Pogo Pass for you, where you buy the pass and it gets you admission to great things like the Nashville Zoo, mm-hmm. Nashville Shores, the Parthenon, so much fun stuff. So enjoy that Pogo Pass, and thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally hits, 93.3.
A new study says that the Southern accent may be fading in some areas of the South because of all the people migrating from other parts of the country.
Wow. I don't doubt it.
We must not let that happen.
Y'all.
So remember to work in phrases like, how's your mama and them?
You fixing to do something?
Yeah, or hey, yeah. We're going to go get some beaver nuggets at Bucky's. Y'all too? There. throw those into your conversations every day. Keep it going as we tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
Well, Gina just points at us and doesn't have to worry about
She can laugh
getting
if she
called
wants,
out.
But yeah, laugh and point.
Although I did hear that, Gina, you have a joke to bring to the joke off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like to kick us off?
Sure. Where do you store all of your dad jokes?
I don't know.
In the database.
Data.
Get it? Because it's data.
That's a data. Perfect dad joke.
Data.
You're
awful.
So welcome.
Okay. Let us set the tone for the rest of the joke.
Woody?
Yes.
It's a 5-minute walk from my house to the bar.
Hmm.
But it's a 35-minute walk from the bar back to my house. The difference is staggering.
I like that. Jim, what do you call a Viking who's lost his boat?
I don't know.
A hiking.
That is funny.
Thank you. Gina loved it. Woody, I have a poem for you.
Yes?
I dig, you dig, she digs, he digs. We dig, they dig.
Wow.
It's not a long poem, but it's deep.
Kind of felt that one coming. Jim, why does the baker go to work?
I don't know.
Because he needs the dough.
Woody, my daughter was doing some history homework and asked me what I knew about Galileo.
Hmm.
I said, he was a poor boy from a poor family.
Bear him his life on the front of the knee. Jim, you really got to hand it to short people.
Yeah?
That's the only way they can reach it.
I thought the punchline was you got to hand it to short people.
No, that was kind of a joke.
Yeah, kind of.
You got to really hand it to them.
Yeah. My bad.
Woody, I was shocked to find out what a stress ball is actually for.
Mm.
Apparently, it's not for throwing at people who stress you out.
Oh. Time saver. Jim, looking at the world economy right now, I'm pretty terrified.
Oh, that hurt.
That was painful.
Oh. Woody, I like to take my niece, the boxer, out for lunch.
Mm?
We always know her order. She always goes for the ribs.
Ooh.
Jim, what's a ghost's favorite dessert?
Not sure.
Ice cream.
Woody, I don't want to brag, but I do have a set of super skills.
Do you?
I can always tell when it's fake dinosaurs on TV.
Jim, where do mansplainers get their water?
I'm not sure.
Well, actually...
God, that's so terrible.
Well, actually.
I think it was the voice.
It was the voice. It was
actually.
It was the character you did.
It was the smile and the enthusiasm.
It got me.
Everyone turns into Cartman when they're mansplaining.
Well, actually.
All right. Yay.
Oh,
we survived another week.
We Who do won it the joke off? Monday. Nobody, really.
Nobody would know. Nobody is a winner. Feeling good, like I should. Winning the walk around the neighborhood.
So there's a 100-year-old World War II veteran. He came to Nashville and has signed a recording deal. He's putting out a song. His song title is The Sand of Iwo Jima.
And it's his life story told in a song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he says, the song perfectly captures my story, a story that you're tempted to call bigger than life.
Oh, we'll have to hear it when it comes out.
Yeah. That's amazing. A 100-year-old guy gets a record deal in Nashville.
Never too old to chase your dreams.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Wow.
There's always hope.
Yes.
Every waiter and waitress out there hoping to be a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
It just takes a while in Nashville.
Yes. 75 more years to wait. You'll be fine.
A war or two.
Exactly.
Right.
Today's Mood Boost brought to you by the Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow. Locations in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro. Okay, Woody and Jim Show Podcast Extra. All this week during Gender Wars, we've been asking people, tell us your celebrity crush.
So we need to find out each other's celebrity crushes when you were young.
Yes.
Okay, when you had no control over your crush. It controlled you.
Yes.
Woody?
My celebrity crush had to be Erin Gray from Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
So Gina's looking it up.
Yeah, looking her. Yeah.
She had a.
Oh, she's cute.
Oh, she had like a skin tight space suit on.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Had a, she could wear the heck out of some spandex outfits.
Yeah.
That was the moment in time where I found my special purpose.
She has like, she had really nice hair.
Oh, she did have hair. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Smile, they'll just knock you down.
I got around to her hair eventually, but.
Oh, she has hair too.
Oh, wow. Oh, she has hair. Head and everything. Yeah. It's not just spandex and a butt. Yeah, that was the one that did it for me.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Gina, you must reveal.
I didn't have one when I was like young, like in grade school and stuff, but mm-hmm. Liam Hemsworth, I think when it was like junior high.
Your first one?
Yeah. Oh, man. And then it was kind of athletes after that. I was more into athletes than I was like
throw a,
superstars.
For instance, athlete out there.
Luke Kuechly. He was a linebacker for the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was special about him?
Well, he was good, first of all. And he was cute.
The combination.
Yeah.
Really took him over the top.
I was into like guys with dark hair and dark eyes always. And I married a ginger with green eyes. So.
Isn't that weird how things change in your whole life?
And he's so pale. So.
Life says
that comes at you fast.
I don't care about your plan.
No. I guess my mom said the same thing, that she was always into like dark features too, and my dad was blonde hair, blue eyes. So
she likes the bad boys.
Yep,
but it'll settle down with a blonde guy.
Yes, but the good guys always win in the end, I guess. So
that's what they say.
Yeah,
I think my childhood crush is going to make you happy, Gina.
Okay,
because she was in your favorite movie. Well, second favorite.
Oh yeah.
Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Grease.
So pretty. Yeah.
For those that didn't hear the earlier discussion, maybe a month or two ago, Gina really is a big fan of Grease 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first Grease was
you
just
also
okay.
Grease.
But Grease 2 like spoke to you.
Yep. Now those songs are going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
Yeah. She was the one that I wanted.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do with those feelings. I was also so young. I don't even know what these feelings
are. It's confusing.
At the end where she comes out in the leather suit that they had to sew her into.
Yeah, with the red shoes and a cigarette.
What's up, stud?
Yeah.
See,
you fell into the same trap I did with Erin Gray and Buck Rogers.
There's a theme going on here. Yeah,
stared at her without blinking.
Yes.
Mouth wide open.
So tell us your celebrity childhood crush.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, you can hit us up on socials.
Mine is Gina Marie McGee at pretty much everywhere.
Okay. You can find me at Radio Woody on Instagram.
And I'm Jim Chandler now. Hit us up, tell us, and we'll laugh and giggle.
Back to the regular podcast. Totally Hits 93.3 FM from our Eurostone studios. Hello, it is the Woody and Jim Show. Baby names.
They're very important because your kid's going to be stuck with them for the rest of their lives.
So you better make sure it's something they like.
So the top baby names for boys and girls. Gina, you've got some of the surprises. And some are kind of no-brainers, but who's at the top?
Yeah, so the top for girls is Olivia. And I guess it's been in the top five every year since 2008. And then the top name for boys is Liam. who's been in the top five for 12 straight years. And Jim, you said you had an idea why.
My theory is at the age of women who are having children, a lot of women, they were impressionable when they loved Liam Payne of One Direction.
Right, and who sadly passed away.
Liam Hemsworth.
Uh-huh.
Who was my celebrity crush.
Yeah, your celebrity crush.
Yeah.
Who was in movies and Hunger Games.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Makes total sense.
I do find that strange, though. I don't think I would ever name my kid after somebody I had a crush on as a kid.
Yeah, that does make for some...
Then it could get awkward later.
Awkward therapy.
Who'd you name me after? Oh my gosh, there was the cutest guy in this band called One Direction.
He was so hot.
Oh my gosh, I had posters of him. I would kiss the posters of him on my walls.
My kid is so hot.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't that be weird calling him that name? I don't know.
I guess maybe after a while you just like really grow to like it in a generic way.
Yeah
maybe
exactly.
You're not super weird and naming him after
your
person
you lost
your for.
Crush opinions to yourself when you're around your child.
I will say my husband and I are trying for a baby, and we have a list of names. Like, we have three names that we're going with for boys and girls. And none of the names are on this list, so that makes me happy that
it's going to be somewhat unique perhaps.
Yeah, a little original.
We've heard some of your ideas, and you like definitely have cool outside the box ideas. You know, the names that are up there for
we want our kids' names to be like, okay, I could see that on a marquee sign, or like, oh, I could hear an announcer calling that name. Like, we wanted them to have like strong, cool names, because like, whether or not our kid is going to be like physically strong, he's going to be made fun of quite a bit from me and his dad. So like, you know, he's going to be mentally tough. So he's got to have a tough name.
You're getting him ready.
I'm getting him ready.
It sounds like you're doing the plot to A Boy Named Sue.
But yeah, whatever name sounds good. And the winner is...
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of a neat way to do it.
It's funny how, you know, you come up with stories for your kids later about how we picked your name.
Yeah.
I mean, my oldest son is named Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. And we actually got it from watching a Bill Cosby comedy special, because he talked about a little boy named Jeffrey, and he kept saying his name over and over, Jeffrey. And so, that's cool. But now it's like, you know, that didn't age well.
No.
No.
He's like, I'm named after Bill Cosby. Great.
My parents, they had a name picked out for my brother when, before he was born, it was going to be Tyler. Uh-huh. And when he came out, they looked at him and they were like, he's not a Tyler. He's not, like, we cannot go with that.
So they did a hard left and changed names?
They did, they named him after my dad's brother, and so now he's John, but yeah. Or people who show up and they don't have a name picked out already, that would give me so much anxiety.
Yeah, that's where all those jokes come in, where the kid's named Nosmo King, and they were mom was just looking up at the no smoking sign inside a hospital.
She's so delirious from all the pain she's been in.
Three things you want to know this morning. There's a guy, I don't know if this happened on May the 4th or not, but a 25-year-old man in Nebraska was arrested and is being charged with hitting his 37-year-old female neighbor and her daughter with a lightsaber, a plastic lightsaber. Apparently, he was mad because their rent was going up because they had a shared thermostat and she would run it too hot. So he was mad.
Oh, okay.
So now he's going to have to just worry about what the thermostat has said in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed.
Take your little plastic doodad away from him.
The thermostat on tariffs may be coming down a little bit. Maybe a deal between the U.S. and China. They've agreed to pause things for a while and lower the tariff on Chinese goods from 145% to 30%.
Nice.
And China's going to reduce the levies on American products that they raised after the trade war started to 125%. Now they're going to bring it back down to 10, and they're going to pause for about 90 days.
That's great.
And the stock market loves it.
Yeah. So that's encouraging.
Surging already.
We'll see what
this
happens.
Morning.
Yeah.
The orders on Shein have started going up.
Yeah,
again.
Right.
So there's a McDonald's in Virginia who has created a new policy that no one under the age of 21 can come into their restaurant and dine inside. The drive-thru will remain open to all ages, but due to repeated incidents of student violence, they've shut their doors to anybody under the age of 21. They're by a ton of public schools in the area, and so it's popular during lunchtime and like an afternoon snack hangout. And I guess they've just been doing a lot of dumb stuff as kids do inside of McDonald's, and they've had enough of it. So
I never did any dumb stuff when I was a kid.
No, luckily none of us did that. You're not allowed to dine inside. You always think of McDonald's as fine dining.
Right.
I'm going to go dine at McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's right. Where are we dining today, fellow fifth graders?
So what are we doing today, you guys?
Gina?
I'm going to go to the gym and then have like four mountains of laundry I need to get done.
Oh.
Not much different than me yesterday for baking and making dinner for Mother's Day.
Right.
I have at least 4 hours worth of dishes to do.
Gosh. Wow.
Every bowl and pan possibly imagine. Yuck. I used it.
Yeah. I got to buy some food today. And also, I just realized that my right knee is a meteorologist, and it can tell if it's going to rain or not.
Oh, yeah. Is it hurting?
My below-the-waist meteorologist.
Yes.
That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Don't take that out of context.
Yeah, that would be an interesting movie. Hey, you guys have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning.